This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We'll give you the toll-free call-in lines here momentarily where you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
Chris.
And Chris, you've got an interesting story we're not going to get into right this moment, but interesting story about the United States Postal Service.
They're in a busy season, and it's really good to know that they had such a boom year last year. I think a lot of it was the Amazon deal. I mean, that was huge. I mean, and, you know, they were talking about how this was like record-breaking for the post office.
Oh, it probably broke some records, and then they probably broke somebody's Christmas lamp and a vase and a bunch of other stuff. We'll actually get into what that story is, but let's go to another government agency. And yes, the post office, despite them telling you that they're private, they're a government agency. Let's go to the Veterans Affairs Department.
I'm a veteran.
You are.
I am.
Let me ask this question before I get into the article here. Do you have much experience with the VA?
Enough. Yeah, I don't like take advantage of VA health benefits yet or anything like that. But yeah, I've dealt with the VA for home loans and for some various things over the years.
Did you ever use the GI Bill?
I did not. I did not. So that was an optional program. I knew that I really did not have an intent to go into college following that, even though it is a heck of a deal.
Yep. And as I understand it, and correct me if I'm wrong, the GI benefits could also be used for a trade school, so it doesn't have to be go for a 4 or 6 year thing. Like, you could go to a tech school, if you wanted,
you
right?
could. And it was interesting because when you talk about the money, and I'm going to go back to like 1982 years. But back then, if you put away the maximum that the government would match, you could have ended up with something like $45,000 to go to school on. And in 1982, that was pretty much a big amount of money.
That would have covered basically any 4-year college.
Right.
Obviously your Ivy Leagues are going to be a little out of range there.
Yeah.
I remember even when I graduated high school in 96, $45,000, $50,000 would have covered the bulk of a 4-year education.
Yeah. And in some cases, it could have covered the entire thing. What was interesting about how the VA programs work for education, the GI Bill, you don't have to use all that money just to pay your tuition and pay for books. So if you came out with $60,000... Room and board,
incidentals.
Incidentals.
I need food.
As long as you were able to tell them and prove to them that you were enrolled full time in college, then you just got that money.
Yep.
And that was as it was explained to me by a recruiter. So your mileage may vary.
Yeah, recruiters are encouraged to exaggerate.
They are,
shall we say. Now, let's actually jump into what the news is from NBC. They say, for weeks, student veterans across the country have raised an alarm about delayed or incorrect GI Bill benefit payments, which the Department of Veterans Affairs has blamed on computers.
Oh.
But on Wednesday, the department told congressional staffers that it would not reimburse those veterans who were paid less than they were owed, according to two committee aides.
Hold on. Less than they were owed.
Yeah.
So, Daryl, you don't want to get pedantic on the terms of owed?
Let me explain these two paragraphs again.
Go ahead.
There's some students that wound up saying, hey, VA, you gave us incorrect payment here. You were supposed to give us this. You gave us this smaller amount.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, computer error. But we're not making up the difference to you.
Who can really understand
computers? You're supposed to get $1,000 for this month.
We gave you
$700. Just go ahead and eat that $300 loss because computers
are bad. Whoops.
Oops, computers. But we're not making it up to you because it wasn't our fault, computer.
Unbelievable.
The news conflicts with a promise that VA officials made to a House committee earlier in the month that it would reimburse those veterans who received less than the full amount that they were due. According to the aides, however, the VA said it could not make retroactive payments without auditing its previous education claims, which it said would delay future claims. The aides asked not to be identified because they were not authorized to speak to the media.
Oh, boy.
NBC News previously reported that some veterans were forced into desperate financial straits stemming from a change in calculating housing allowances under the Forever GI Bill, which President Donald Trump signed into law in July 2017. When the VA computers were unable to process that change, the VA quickly faced a backlog of veterans' claims three times higher than normal. Because of those issues, the VA has announced on Wednesday that it would delay the Forever GI Bill housing allowance changes until December 2019. And again, promised that retroactive payments would be made to those who did not receive a correct amount, but VA officials told congressional staffers in a telephone call on Wednesday morning that once the system is made right next year, they will not make retroactive payments to those who were underpaid because of housing miscalculations.
God.
Can you wrap your head around this, Chris?
If anybody entered into a contract, any company entered into a contract promising something,
yep.
Because the GI Bill, as I understand it, and I assume it's still this way, it involves a contribution by the soldier, by the service member, and a matching portion from the government. So I don't know how you slice it. You're in breach of contract. You know what I mean? You did not agree to the terms under which this person entered.
It would be akin to, and I'm probably going to make a bad analogy here, so please feel free, call in 855-450-FREE. But if it is one of these things that you're saying to where the soldier makes a contribution and then the Army says, all right, we're matching that and then we'll pay you out later, it would be akin to if I have an employee matched 401k.
Sure.
And they're supposed to match, you know, dollar for dollar up to, say, 5%.
Right. Whatever it happens to be.
And I'm putting in 5%, and their computer has an error, and they're only matching 3%. And then they say, oh, sorry, our computer goofed up, but we can't retroactively make good because then that would wind up causing problems with future matches. So, you're just screwed on that 2% however long.
They could say that the government has set a precedent where this is allowed under law, that you don't have to pay that anymore because Department of Veterans Affairs just screwed a bunch of soldiers out of a bunch of money. So,
oh, I thought it was settled when the pensioners that wound up getting shot for marching on Washington. I thought the precedent was set back then.
There you go.
That we don't actually have to pay you what in the blue hell we say we're going to pay you.
Right. Yeah. It's
so
horrible.
Yeah. The precedent had been set a long time ago. They're just, you know, they're not acknowledging that as the reasons. They're just saying, oh, yeah, computer errors. We're going to make good, but no, we're not.
Unbelievable.
The aide told NBC News, again, they're essentially going to ignore the law and say that the change only goes forward from December 2019. The reason the VA decided that it would not make retroactive payments is because it would have to audit all of its previous education claims prior to December 2019, meaning the VA would potentially have to inspect 2 million claims.
Ooh, the A word. The A word is something that cannot audit. Be said in terms of the defense. Daryl, shh.
Audit.
Quiet.
Shh. Oh, remember the one that they just failed recently where they said, yeah, we knew we weren't going to pass?
Right.
Audit. I'll say it again. Audit. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Audit all the things.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight, and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while his family was home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a thief stealing packages. Blink motion-activated cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. Blink camera systems make great holiday gifts. So visit blinkprotect.com/holiday. blinkprotect.com/holiday. Blink is an Amazon company.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You are free to call in and talk live with us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The Us in Studio tonight is Daryl.
And Chris.
And right now we're talking about the VA. And Chris, it's an agency that you said that you've had very minimal experience with. You did serve in the military, but you know, like you don't go to them for all of your primary care needs.
Nah, just really.
And I think that's the thing that most people, when they hear VA, they think specifically of the hospitals. They don't think about VA overseeing all kinds of
benefits. Yeah, home loans, education, all kinds of other things. Burials, you know, it's all kinds of stuff. Life insurance policies. When my father passed away a few years back, he had a VA life insurance policy from like 1950 something.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, we had to deal with the VA for that.
Right.
It's crazy stuff. So, they're always there. They are. And I understand a lot of veterans see it as a valuable resource. It gives them an alternative, for healthcare and a choice for, you know, compared to paying out of pocket or joining Obamacare or something like that. But the VA management of the healthcare system has been horrible too. And, you know, I haven't spoke with any of my buddies about how well it's doing now. And they didn't ever really say that there were a lot of problems in this area, but there was, you know, there was a long string there where veterans were dying because they weren't getting seen. They were getting delayed months and months and months for serious illnesses. So.
Yeah. So what's going on now with the VA is apparently, there have been a lot of veterans that have been getting incorrect GI Bill benefit payments. Now, I'm guessing that, and Chris, you said that you never actually used the GI Bill.
No.
But it sounds as though it's one of those things if you pay out of pocket and then send in receipts and then you get reimbursed something.
That's how it was
kind of like that.
Yeah, when I was in, that's how it worked.
Yep, and they've been getting the wrong amount sent to them, and the VA originally said, we'll make it up, and then they turned around and said, oh no, we can't, because that would wind up triggering an audit.
Can't have those. Daryl, it's just, you can't audit the Pentagon. They've told you this over and over and over for years.
Well, they just did audit the Pentagon, and the Pentagon failed.
Right. And how long did it take for them to even agree to an audit?
Well, the law requiring audits of all government agencies, federal government agencies, was passed in 1990.
Okay.
And the audit was finished like 3 weeks ago. So you do the math.
So it takes almost
28 years, give or take 5 months.
Yeah, almost 30 years to complete an audit of one federal agency.
The NBC, well, we could nitpick that because there have been other federal agencies that got audited much faster. But NBC News here says the reason the VA decided that it would not make retroactive payments is because it would have to audit all previous education claims made prior to December 2019, meaning that the VA would potentially have to inspect 2 million claims. Oh, how dare somebody wind up, you know, actually doing accurate bookkeeping and then verifying the books?
Right. I mean, you don't think that there are other... How about insurance companies? Insurance companies process millions and millions and millions of claims every year.
Yeah.
And they audit. You audit to make sure that you're paying things out right.
But being a government agency means never having to say audit.
That's true. That's basically what this comes down.
VA officials said this could cause further delays in processing future claims, according to the aides, who, again, spoke on the condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to speak to the media. This would be an issue that caused some veterans to suffer earlier in the year. While this decision could mean that the agency is flouting the law because it would not provide the correct amount of money to student veterans as required by two sections of the Forever GI Bill, the VA told the congressional staffers that they have a legal justification that would allow them to move forward with this decision. However,
they didn't share that justification with anyone in Congress. Could you imagine for a moment that you're in court for anything? Just driving without a license, speeding, busted out taillight, and you tell the judge, "Judge, I've got a really good reason for why this happened."
Okay. It is okay. I don't even have one on top of my head, but you offer that reason.
Oh no, you don't. They didn't tell the reason, so you never tell the judge.
Oh, exactly. There's a reason.
I've got a really good reason. I just can't tell you because, you know, secrets.
In this, yeah, we'll just say it has to do with computers.
Yeah.
And that should get you off the hook.
When asked for comment, a VA spokesman did not address the issue directly. Instead, he reiterated that the agency would delay paying housing allowances in accordance with the new Forever GI Bill until the spring term of 2020, and instead pay housing allowances based on the Department of Defense's older basic housing allowance rates. Attempting to implement the law would, quote, put an enormous administrative burden for schools in which some 35,000 certifying officials would have to track retroactively and recertify hundreds of thousands of enrollment documents.
Alice, can you pull all the VA loan payments we had? Great. Thanks. I know you're able to look that up in the new database we had installed a couple years ago. Can you print out a report and send that to the VA? Sure. You should have that in about a half hour.
Kurdish Cash Hour, VA spokesman, said via email that students who were overpaid because of the law's changes or because of issues in implementing the law will not be held liable for the debt. So, that's good. They're not going to, hey, sorry, you were supposed to get $1,000 and we cut you a $1,200 check. We're not going to make you give us the $200 back, but you were supposed to get $1,200 and you got $900. We're not making good the $300 because legal reasons, we just can't explain what those are.
Let me throw this out there. I'm going to say a few things. I'm just going to rattle them off. Risk adjustment and medical records reviews, medical advantage, Medicaid and commercial audits. 20Q1 2015 to 4Q 2015, Medicare Advantage Risk Adjustable Data Validation, RADV, annual at CMS's discretion, Health Efficiency Data and Information Set, HEDIS reviews, one quarter through two quarter, Diagnostic Relationship Group, DRG, payment integrity reviews ongoing throughout the year, care and quality improvement audits ongoing throughout the year, five-star program, Medicare Advantage ongoing through the year. Those, all that stuff I just rattled off are the six healthcare type audits that every single hospital in the United States must go through every year.
Yeah.
So those are six in-depth audits that the government is expecting the private sector to do just in one tiny microcosm of our economy. And you guys can't audit yourselves?
But, Chris, they have very good legal justification.
It was the computers.
Very good legal justification. We're not going to tell you the justification, but trust me, it's very good.
It's a good one.
It's the best. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump announced he's canceling his G20 meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin over tensions with Ukraine. President Trump, though, will be meeting with the leader of China, and Republican Senator John Thune tells Fox News We need to get our trade deals worked out.
I'm hoping that there will be some constructive discussions that get held and hopefully some forward progress with respect to the trade relationship that we have with China, that they will end some of these trade abuses and create a more level playing field.
In other news, President Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, pleads guilty to lying to Congress about a Russian real estate deal sought by then-candidate Mr. Trump in 2016. The president reacts to the news.
He's a weak person, and what he's trying to do is get a reduced sentence. So he's lying about a project that everybody knew about.
More folks are filing for unemployment benefits. The Labor Department reports 234,000 workers filed for first-time claims last week. This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the Veterans Affairs and specifically about the underpayments to veterans who should have been getting reimbursed for GI Bill stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, apparently there was a computer error. And so because of that and some unspecified legal justification, and, well, see if we wind up, you know, fixing things, and we would have to audit all of our records, the VA is not going to make good on what they have promised people. We'll get back into this story in just a second, but something that is audited at least once a year is Liberty.menu. It's a directory of businesses that are run by liberty-minded individuals. There's also events, digital content, and more. And when I say that it's audited at least once a year, Chris, you had to do this not too long ago.
Yes, I did.
Where you get an email saying, please verify your business and update and renew for a year.
Or go back to the free plan, because you could do that, too.
No. Even with the free plan, you still have to verify that your business still exists. Otherwise, it gets wiped off, because you don't want all of these businesses that closed down 5 years ago being listed, and then it's a bunk list, and why should anybody trust a bad list?
Right. Agreed.
Audits are good. And again, Liberty.menu does one. every year for every business. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and not just businesses, again, digital content, events, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed kind of like on Yelp, and there's also a bit of a social networking aspect where you can connect and share with other users. Use of Liberty.menu, however, is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. That's Liberty.menu. So jumping back into this article here from NBC News, again, Curtis Cashour, a spokesman for the VA, said that students who were overpaid would not be held liable for the difference. Again, they're not making good the people that they underpaid.
Right.
And I'm guessing that the number of people that were overpaid is probably very small. He did not, however, comment on those who were underpaid, and rampant confusion continues to surround the issue, as it is unknown how many students have been underpaid so far, how many more could potentially be underpaid because of changes to the law, and how much money these veterans are actually owed. Congressional aides described the situation as frustrating. One who commented on the shifting answers and constant confusion stemming from the VA asked, I mean, am I taking crazy pills? Undersecretary for Benefits Paul Lawrence is scheduled to testify Thursday morning before the House Committee on Veterans Affairs, and that actually was today, so we'll try to see if there's any news from that. Probably not. One of the committee aides said that the members of Congress will attempt to clear this issue up before they move forward with any hearings. The aide said they need to figure it out.
So let me break this down. If you're liberal and, you know, you don't really approve of the Pentagon and wars and think we spend too much money on all this, you should be really upset because here's the federal government just wasting money and not doing things efficiently. That should right. bother you. If you're a conservative and you think that our veterans should be taken care of and we should do whatever we promised them, you should be really upset because this is a case of the government not fulfilling its promises, basically pulling a slick willy on the soldiers.
No, it's more one of those things from the Star Wars of I changed the agreement, pray I don't change it even further. Like, that's exactly what this is.
Right.
To where it's a one-sided agreement. You can call it a contract all day long till right. you're blue in the face. It's not a contract.
Oh, yeah.
If only one side can change it
sure.
and then force the other side to do whatever.
Well, they don't force oh. them. They just deny them any recourse. You have no recourse.
No, your recourse whatever. Is if you wind up saying, I don't like these changes, I'm going home now, you wind up going to prison.
Well, possibly. In this case, I could...
If you go AWOL because they changed
oh, yeah,
the agreement
yeah.
on you...
With that, I'm talking just specifically about this question of GI Bill rights.
Oh, I'm talking about the entire military.
Sure.
It's a one-sided agreement, and if you don't like a change they make, and you say, I'm going home now...
Well, that's part of joining the military. You should understand that everything they told you up front is subject to change.
You should understand that, but they don't tell you that. They don't tell people the truth. They lie to them. They manipulate them. There was a report that came out not too terribly long ago that said the low unemployment rate and the improved economy is hurting recruitment.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, why would anybody voluntarily take one of those jobs? The other thing is, this country is getting war weary. Believe it or not, it only took almost 20 years of nonstop combat, hard combat. I'm not talking about a little skirmish where we go down to Grenada.
Right.
You know, I mean, we're talking
right. You're
in
talking
the
about
desert.
Fighting. Boots on the ground in Afghanistan, the graveyard of empires.
Right. And in Iraq. And, you know... And in the meantime, they're trying
oh, no,
to come up
with... Those
are
all advisors now.
Yeah, call it whatever you want. Tell that to a veteran that's been over there. They're not going to say they were there to advise.
Right.
They were saying they were there getting their ass shot at.
Right. And, you know, mission accomplished was declared, what, 15 years ago now?
Something like that.
14, 15, give or take 6 months.
More than that. That was within the first year or two, wasn't it?
We'll look it up, because I think the troops actually went into Iraq in 03.
That may be the case, yeah.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Jim calling in from Phoenix. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts. Hello, Jim in Phoenix. You're on the radio. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hello.
Let me put him on hold. I don't know if there's something wrong with his phone or if he just doesn't actually want to talk to us, even though he called in at 855-450-FREE.
Unreal. Yeah, I understand that. I guess I was pretty skeptical going into the military in the first place, and at least my recruiter was pretty clear on some of the things. Regardless of what job they say you're going to have and what you're going to go to school for when you get out of basic training, you know, and this was in the Army, if, you know, you were going to be a diesel mechanic and circumstances dictated that they needed you to be an 11 Bravo boots on the ground infantryman, then that was what you were going to do. That's it. You know, everything was put in those terms. My recruiter was very clear about what the Uniform Code of Military Justice means. He very clearly said, the Constitution doesn't really apply to us.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, that's one of those things that you give up your rights when you join the military.
Just pulled up the invasion phase of the Iraq War began March 20th, 2003. Mission accomplished. May 1st, 2003.
Yeah, I thought it was only like a month, and that was it. Mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished, but we still got to stay here indefinitely.
Right, and we still have troops.
John McCain said that, you know, several years ago, before he got the brain cancer, said that he thought troops would stay in Iraq for 100 years or more.
Yeah.
Maybe forever.
Yeah. Oh, I don't doubt that. I mean, given the government's past history, and I'm going to say more recent history. The fact is we don't have to pay for these wars anymore.
Guantanamo, U.S. military's had a base there since 1898.
Yeah.
Still in the Philippines from the Spanish-American War.
Yeah.
Bunch of places. Yeah. Empire's just growing. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Coming up, let's talk about the post office.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier, thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Giving and receiving.
And receiving some more.
This year, give the job of printing your holiday cards to Staples, and you'll receive big savings.
And this week only, get 40% off custom holiday cards and invitations at Staples. Plus, when you spend $50 on custom printing, you'll receive a $15 print coupon.
So, happy holiday to you.
Staples. There's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Dial 1122 to 12118. Exclusions apply. In store only. See associate for details.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent hailstorm. Here to describe the event, a football.
Bro, I was just hanging on the roof when this gnarly storm starts dropping baseball-sized hail. I mean, the shingles got beat up. A few windows looked are broken. It was savage.
Did you do anything to help?
Nah, bro. I was in survival mode.
Your football can't help you in a hailstorm, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call GEICO to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome about whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And Chris, you've got a story about, well, I was going to say everybody's favorite government entity, but no, I don't think it's everybody's favorite. You know, it's probably like top 100.
They don't really kill people. You know, I'll give them that. It's not really a violent organization. Of course, I'm speaking about the post office. And this is one of those good news, bad news stories.
All right.
Well, the good news, Daryl, now that you asked,
is that the post office is now going to be open to competition and I can restart the American Letter Mail Company?
Oh, no. We're not going that far. But what I am going to say is that they took in revenue in 2018's fiscal year.
Good. They took in some revenue.
They added $1 billion to the previous year's total, which was $70.7 billion.
That's all right. Great. Hold on. Let me do some math in my head.
Right.
And knowing that so this is fiscal year 2018?
2018.
All right. Fiscal year 2017, I think they only lost like $5.9 billion. So add an extra billion. They only lost $4.5 billion last year.
For the U.S. government's 2018 fiscal year, the U.S. Postal Service reports that it successfully boosted its annual revenue by $1 billion over the previous year of $70.7 billion, making a boom year for its mail and package delivery services. Unfortunately, it also spent about $3.9 billion more to provide those services than it took in during the year, $1.2 billion increase over the loss it recorded in its 2017 fiscal year.
So they wound up doing better than I expected. I thought they had a $4.5 billion deficit. It was only $3.9. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Have a cookie.
quote, if that doesn't sound like a success, this isn't a quote, if that doesn't sound like a success, that's because it isn't.
It's not.
Which is why the editors of Investor's Business Daily are calling for the nation's postal service to be privatized. This is...
How about we just eliminate the government monopoly that the post office has on the delivery of first-class mail?
I'm going to comment on that, but I want to read this first. By its own admission, this is what the Investor's Business Daily is saying. By its own admission, the post office is doomed. Buried deep in its 10K government filing in this bleak statement, quote, existing laws and regulations limit our ability to introduce new products or services, enter into new markets, generate new revenue streams, or manage our cost structure, it said. Imagine a private company telling its investors that. This can't go on. Privatization is the only viable option. The White House last summer proposed to do just that by either selling off the post office or bringing in private managers to run it. At least a profitable postal service. I'm sorry, I lost my page there.
I'm still trying to visualize this hypothetical thing called a profitable post office.
At least a profitable company that can sell its shares to investors, manage costs, and hire and fire workers, and expand and close lines of business would have a chance. Today's U.S. Postal Service doesn't. How bad is it? The IBD editors cite reporting by Reason's Eric Bohm to justify its call. Quote, far from being an aberration, fiscal year 2018, which ended on September 30th, is a sign of things to come. Without changing how it operates, the USPS will continue to post losses at, quote, an accelerating rate, unquote. Postmaster General Megan Brennan tells Government Executive, that's a magazine, quote, simply put, we cannot generate revenue or cut enough costs to pay our bills, she says. What is really stunning is that the USPS managed to lose so much money in a year when income from shipping packages jumped by 10% and overall revenue increased by 1.5%. That it wasn't enough to make up for the increase of $896 million in personnel costs. And that's what's really driving this. What's driving that increase is in personnel costs at the post office? The same factor that has driven dozens of cities and counties into bankruptcy proceedings when they can no longer count on being able to tax their way into the black, the pension and health benefits it provides to each of its retired government employees.
Well, on top of that, you know, like the pension and all of the benefits, you know, that's just sort of like an extra layer on top of the unionized employees that wind up, you know, just constantly getting a COLA adjustment.
Well, no, it is that. I'm not discounting that, but I'm saying they would not have the benefits and health benefits and all that stuff that's been negotiated by the postal unions with, I guess, us, the taxpayer. Did you get a chance to sit down in those negotiations
No.
and offer your 2 cents?
No, just like
No.
I don't have the opportunity when the school teachers union
Right.
winds up going into negotiations with the school board, who is ostensibly there to represent me.
Right.
But yet every year they wind up saying, no, we just have to wind up raising the budget another percent or two.
Yeah. And this is the same thing. And that is the problem. We talk about, you know, and this is why private companies, the unions have just been decimated. They aren't needed anymore.
Right.
There are not such dangerous places and unfair employers that most companies end up unionizing. It doesn't happen. But in the public sector, you know, that's where you have actual laws that allow these guys to unionize.
Right.
And this is the real problem.
Not only allow them to unionize, but really what happens in most places, let's say that 50% of the people say, I want a union.
Yep.
And then the other 50% say, I don't want one, but, you know, like one more than whatever majority,
right,
simple majority says, we want a union, then you've got a union, and then everybody has to join the union.
Right, and that's...
So it's not a union for only those that want the union.
No.
It's a union for everybody, even the people that don't want it, and then the supposed solution is, well, just quit. Well, what if I was working there before the union was created? Yeah. I could understand the thing of, if you know there's a union at fill-in-the-blank location,
right.
You don't have to take the job there.
Right.
But if you were there before the union exists, you shouldn't have to quit your job because, you know, a group of thugs came in and created a union.
Right. So this story touches on a lot of different things. It touches on U.S. labor law. I mean, and that is such a big part of this.
It's, right. And again, I'm still stuck on the postal monopoly where it's only the United States Postal Service that can deliver first-class mail.
Well, I'm not so stuck on, I understand exactly what you're saying, but the money anymore isn't in first-class mail. You know, it's not. It's in package delivery, and
right.
It's in overnight services and things like that, which they're now competing in.
Right.
And doing very well at, but not well enough to overcome the massive costs they're facing from pensions and from ongoing health care. Health care for the rest of people's lives.
Right, but if the junk mail companies had to pay an actual free market rate on sending you junk mail, you would have a lot less of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it would no longer be... It just wouldn't be a profitable way to advertise, but that's not even necessarily true. So I was talking to my mailman about this. I'm like,
right.
He's like, well, the problem is, first of all, he correctly identified the unionization, which he belongs to.
Yep.
He has no choice. He says that's the first thing he said. Secondly, Congress would never, ever let us shut down unprofitable routes.
Right.
What if there, we've got some backwoods areas. My house is practically backwoods.
Right.
What if we just said we're not doing mail delivery to the door at your house anymore?
There are towns, and I know they exist, where they don't take mail to everybody's house. You go to the post office and pick it up.
We never had mail delivery where I was.
You still have a physical address of, 1313 Mockingbird Lane.
Right. But I have to pay for it.
But no. You have that address
right.
because of the 911. You're required to have a physical mailing address.
No.
But all of the mail gets held at the post office.
See, but even with that, don't you still have to pay for a post office box?
No.
Really?
As I understand it, if it's the thing of we don't do postal delivery.
But the deal is that the post office should be free to say this is no longer profitable and we're not having that service.
Right.
If you expect them to actually be profitable.
Yeah. There's not a free market. That's a huge problem and everything else is symptoms. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
Trading results, financial risk, it is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.